you were sure you were on the right road to a place, but you just weren't sure the distance, you might stop and ask somebody how
to get there.
Okay. If you wanted to know the distance, you'd say how.
Many miles.
Okay. Or how about
how far is it?
Sure. If you wanted to know how many times somebody does something, you'd say, well, how?
How many times?
Or if you were using another
how
word.
How often?
Yeah. Now, if you were talking to a friend about something and you wanted to agree with the friend said, well, I don't like that man, you'd say, well,
I agree.
And if you are, and you, would you say,
me too.
Me too, yeah. Or me neither.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. Or would you use it to say me neither or me either?
Me neither.
Me neither. Okay. And this is just for pronunciation. I'll just point. This would be my
point.
Okay. And the rain is good. I don't want the rain to shut you out. I want to hear you and not the rain. Okay. And this whole thing here would be my
head.
And on a man's face, this would be his
chin.
Yeah, and
his beard.
Right, I should have told you the hair growing here would be it. Okay, now, to distinguish this one from this would be your
earlobe.
Okay, and then this whole thing would be
your ear.
And this would be your, like this particular one, this one would be your, like left and right. Like,
oh.
Yeah, okay. You'd say
your left ear.
Right
ear.
Okay. I don't think I'm doing this very well. You call the thing that you talk out of
your mouth.
And this whole thing around here would be your
neck.
And the thing you swallow through would be your
throat.
And one of these would be a
tooth.
And all together would be your
teeth.
And this flesh up above
you,
this part of your hand would be
palm.
And this would be
this.
And it'd be two
this.
Any part of your body that bends would be
a joint.
Very good. Nobody ever gets that one either. Now the upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
And this would be his
shoulders.
And one of these would be a
finger.
And now the whole thing would be
a hand.
Right. And you say you had two
hands.
And the thing that, one of these would be
a foot.
And two
feet.
And this whole thing here would be my
leg.
And the front part of your leg that you
is a calf.
Okay, and there's sometimes if you hit your leg,
shin.
Right, very good. I didn't have to finish the question. If you are, like the back part of your thigh, the back part of your leg, and you squat down, and you would say you're squatting down on your
thigh.
Okay, would you ever say haunches? Or do you know that word?
I've heard people use it before.
Right, how about hunkers? Have you ever heard of that? But you have heard haunches. If somebody had been sick, and they were up now, but you might say they still look a little bit
pinky.
Now, a person that can lift heavy weights, you'd say that person is really
strong.
And a person who is not really fat, but kind of
chubby.
Okay. And then a person who is big, but big in muscles would be
built. I know what you're talking about. It's a solid.
Okay.
Solid.
A person who's really easy to get along with, you'd say that person is
kind-hearted.
Okay. Now, somebody who's just sort of all arms and legs, always knocking into things, you'd say
clumsy.
Yeah. Do you ever know? Would you ever call a person a fool?
Mm-hmm.
You would? Yeah, anybody, would it be, okay.
It'd be teasing them.
It'd be teasing them.
Unless I was really mad at somebody, like I wouldn't call somebody a fool in their face.
Into their face, right. Okay. Now, a person who has money but will never spend a cent would be called a
miser.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anybody, another, yeah, miser and then